The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Choyreis Dav Nun Gimel. The Gemara on Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud Aleph, has a braisa. The Gemara says, Amar Ravi Mishum Takala, Mona Seymer de Cheshinim Takala, how do I know that we're worried about Takala? We're worried about if you leave things around. We're choishes that a takala will happen. So the Gemara says the Tani, because we learned in the Braisa, Imakdishin, Vimarishin, Vimachrimin, Bizman Azeh. Nowadays, a person should not say that something is hektish. They should not make something irichin. They should not make something a chayrim, it's another type of hektish. And the Braisa says, Im hektish, Viharis, Vahachrim. If he did make a hektish, if he did make a irichin, if he did make a chayrim, if it's a behemo, ti'okir, if it's an animal, so he has to make oikra, he has to get rid of it, which the Gemara later says what ikur is, he locks it up, he locks a door in front of it, and it dies. Heyres uchsus v'kelim, yirkehu, if it's fruit, clothing, or other utensils, probably utensils made out of wood, let them rot. If it's money or a metal kelim, which won't rot, you should take it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. The Yam HaMelech is a place where boats don't go, and therefore, if somebody will throw something there, there's no chishash that people will find it. In other words, get rid of it, don't benefit from it, and get rid of it in a way that nobody should benefit from it. So the Gemara says, you see from here, that we're choshish betakol. Now, you see from this b'raiso that we're not allowed to make hektish bizman hazeh, and if it was made, there is no way out, there's nothing we can do with it. Tosfos, here and elsewhere, asks Akasha. Here the Gemara is mashma that there's no way out, there's no solution if somebody made something hektish. Tosfos asks, L'choyra, the Gemara in Erech and Tachoftes brings on a story of somebody that made a chayram is nechassim, and he came to Yehuda, and he asked Yehuda what should he do with the nechassim that he made a chayram, and Yehuda said he should take four zuz, he should redeem the thing he made, the hektish called chayram, with the four zuz, and then he'll redeem the kedusha that's on whatever he made hektish. The kedusha will transfer from his items onto the money. And then he'll take the money and throw the money into the river. So Tosfos asks, you see that there is a solution with what to do with something that somebody made hektish. A person can redeem it. So Tosfos brings down the Rabbeinu Tam answers that there's a difference between karka and metaltolin. When does the Gemara say that there's a way out? A person could redeem it. That's if it's karka. If it's land, that there's a chash takala, there's a chash, there's no way to get rid of the land. And therefore, if we're going to leave this land be hektish, there's a big chash, there's a big worry that perhaps somebody will come and be nichshal and benefit from the land and is chas v'sholim violating the isser of nenef and hektish. Whereas if it's metaphor and if it's movable items, so then there are solutions like the Braisa goes through, depending on what thing it is, there's a solution for each and every item. So then, there is no way out to redeem the Hektish. All the Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, both ways. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is a solution for Karka. Karka is redeemable, but Metaltolin is not redeemable. The Raivan and the Rambam, they are of the opinion that not only is Karka redeemable if he made it hektish, but even Metaltolin is redeemable. And the Rambam says like this, that really, the Gemara tells us elsewhere that hektish shava pruta mechulo. If hektish is worth $100 and you redeem it on something that's a pruta might be 3 cents, you could redeem $100 worth of hektish with 3 cents. The kedusha of the $100 of hektish will transfer onto those 3 cents, and then you can just dispose of those 3 cents. And according to the Rambam, theoretically, that's what could be done. The Chazal came along and Chazal said, "Miret hakana, a person should not redeem hektish with less than 4 zuz, in order to make a pirsum." But bezman hamikdash, of course, one would have to redeem it with the full value. At least lechatchila, even though b'di'evet it would be chal, but lechatchila the halacha would be to redeem it on the full value. Nowadays, says the Rambam, a person lechatchila could go ahead and redeem hektish on less than the full value, but not on a pruta. Chazal said, instituted the chatchila, one should go and redeem it on the amount, be'erich, around 4 zuz worth, and then they can benefit from the rest. Whatever was originally hektish will become chulin, will become now permitted regular chulin dika items, and the kedusha will transfer to the money. But the chatchila, one should not use so little money, rather they should use 4 zuz worth of money. That is the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid. And according to many Rishonim, that is also the opinion of the Rif. According to the Rabbeinu Yoyin, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoyin and Avodah Zarah, the Rif holds that the Chatchila, even by the Chatchila, one should not go and redeem Hektish even unto 4 zuz. Okay, that's the opinion of Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoyin, but according to the Rambam, Ravid, and many Rishonim, the Hainu, the Re'ah, the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ren, they all say in the Rambam that one could be the Chatchila, redeem Hektish unto 4 zuz. So that's not like a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam differentiates between Karka and Metalpulin. According to the Rambam, Ravid, maybe Rif, everything a person could redeem. There is a Shita of the Rimagash that goes the other way and says that even karka, a person cannot redeem the chatchila less than its value. A person has to the chatchila redeem it with its full value and add a chaymish, like the same way the halacha is bismash beis hamikdash kayam. Be that as it may, going back to the Rambam and the Ravid, and according to many opinions, the opinion of the Rif, so the question returns that why does the Braiso say a person has to get rid of hektish? If someone made hektish, if it's an animal, they have to do ikur. If it's kalim, they have to let it rot. Why do they have to do these solutions? Let them just redeem it according to these opinions that a person is allowed to redeem it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's matalful, one can't. But according to the Rambam and Ravid, maybe Rif, a person can. And Elamah, you'll tell me that the Braisa just means if a person won't redeem it, this is what they will have to do. The Braisa is saying, theoretically, if one doesn't want to redeem it, this is what they'll have to do. But, of course, if someone wants, they could redeem it. Says the Kani Re'im, that can't be. Because the Braisa says that if it's an animal, then one should do ikur. One should lock it up and let it starve to death. And that such a thing is tar b'alei chayim. If it wouldn't be necessary to treat the animal such, it would be a violation of Tzav Alechaim to do that. It must be that one's required to do that, and there's no way out. So why is there no way out when it is possible to redeem it? So the Chidush HaMiyuchosim L'Ritvo in Bava Metziyat Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph says that the Teretz is like this, even those that say that one could redeem Hektish Bizman Azeh, and even less than its value, it's talking about if it's why in the Braisa does one have to get rid of it in these ways. Teretz, the Braisa is talking about when the owner is not around. Let's say the owner left town, the owner went to Medina Tayyam, and they left their property here, and even though it's permitted to redeem it, however, that's only the owner. The owner, the one that was makdish it, the one that made a hektish, could redeem it for even less than its value. But another person who never made it, who did not make it hektish, he cannot redeem it only with its value. So the Braisa is talking about when the owner is not around, that's why it cannot be redeemed, and that's why it has to be treated like the way the Braiso says. So, it comes out of our Gemara, a very important halacha. It comes out that one should not make hektish, true hektish, cheirim, erich, and one is not allowed to make nowadays, because of the tzatakala. If one did, in fact, do it, so we have that it's machlekes rishonim, if he'll be allowed to redeem it on a small value, on a value less than what it is. According to the Rimei Gash, he can't redeem anything. According to the Rambam, Rizid, Rif, he could redeem everything. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it depends if it's karka or metaltan. And then there's another machlekes of rishonim. What happens if somebody took an item and they wanted to donate it to a shul or to tzedakah? And in Lashon B'nai Adam, money for a shul is called hektish. People refer to money, to things that belong to a shul, as mamon hektish. So somebody wanted to just donate an item to a shul or to tzedakah for aniyim, and they used the terminology of hektish. They said, this such and such item is hektish. But they clearly had in their mind that they're donating it to a shul. So there's a big machlokes of rishonim. What's the halach in such a case? Shulti Gibarim says in the name of the Riaz, and really the Rimagash says this as well, that if, even if somebody uses a lashon of hektish, but if their intention was for a shul, or for some other charity, other than being hektish of, for the Beis HaMikdash, other than the real hektish, it's not chal. It will go like the way he had in mind. However, Lagoyis Ashri and Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Siman Yud Gimel, says not like that. He says that if somebody donated, a person, if they want to donate something to a shul, they should not say the item is hektish. And if they did, even though their intention was clearly for the shul, says Lagoyis Ashri, one would have to make Hataras Nedorim. In other words, it is chal, it would be considered like it is hektish, and one would not be able to benefit unless they make a hatayas nedarim. Now, if somebody went ahead nowadays and they said that an item is hektish, so what should be done with it? Can one redeem it? Can one not redeem it? Can one be matir neder? It seems that we have a machlokes of rishonim, and I'm not sure, I haven't found anyone that says a hachra between this machlokes of rishonim. There's a difference of opinions in rishonim. If someone made something hektish and it's metaltolin, or even karka, according to the Rimei Gash, disagrees, I'm not sure what the halacha is. It's a machlokes of rishonim. I'm not sure if there was anyone in Shulchan Aruch, I don't think, brings down this halacha. And I'm not sure if there's anyone in later Achronim that says the Achra between these opinions and the Rishonim. And therefore, it would be a little problematic. However, the machlokes of rishonim is not such a big difference anyways. As we said, even the Rambam and Ravid that say that a person is allowed to redeem hektish, even bizman hazeh, on less than its value, the Ritzvo explained that they only say that if the one that made it hektish is here. Now, if the one that made it hektish is here, so then anyways there's another solution. Being, it seems that all Rishonim agree that one could be matir neder. If one made it hektish, they certainly could be matir neder and the hektish. A person has to know the laws of Hataras Nedarim well, how to be Matir Neder, but one would be able to be Matir Neder. So if the one that made a Hektish is here, so let's make a Hataras Nedarim. And if he's not here, so you want to redeem it because you can't make a Hataras Nedarim, so anyways, it's not going to help you that you have the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid that they say you're allowed to redeem Hektish nowadays on less than its value. Because even they agree that when the owner is not here, you can't redeem it on less than its value. So anyways, even though I don't know of any achro on this machlokes rishonim, but it seems like there wouldn't be that many differences in actuality whether one is allowed to redeem it unless in Israel you are not. When the owner is here, the best solution is to make Hataras Nedarim, which will satisfy all the opinions of the Rishonim. The problem comes if the owner is not here. If the owner is not here, we can't make a redemption. We can't make any Hataras Nedarim. And then, the only question could be, is let's say we know clearly his intention was for a tzedakah, for another charitable purpose, other than real hektish. And the question would be, according to which opinion of Rishonim would we follow, do we say that it's necessary to have Hataras Nedarim or not necessary to have Hataras Nedarim? And then Machlokes Rishonim also, I'm not sure if there's any achro, and then Machlokes Rishonim. And it would be a very serious shaila if there was somebody that made something real hektish, or the way they donated was they said the hareza hektish, they said the words that this should be hektish, it would be very problematic. There's a Sefer B'nei Re'im in Simen Mem Zayin that brings an interesting story. The story was that there was a lady, a very wealthy lady, she had a lot of cash in her house, and when she died, they found that she wrote in her will that all cash that she has in her house should be given to the Beis HaMikdash. So in such a case, it's like what Ar Gemara said, somebody made it hektish. Now here, you don't even have that etzah, that solution that made the person had in mind for something else other than hektish. It seems like in this case, she said clearly it should be for the Beis HaMikdash. So according to Ar Gemara, you simply have to get rid of it. You have to let it rot, or throw it into the Yan HaMelech. And the Yorshim, the inheritors, they went to Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal and they asked him if there's any solution, any way to benefit from that money. Or the money is just going to go to waste, it's just going to get thrown out. So Rabbi Yashiv gave them a solution. The Yashiv said they can go to the central bank of the Eretz Yisrael. Apparently this happened in Eretz Yisrael. They can go to the main bank of where they make money, deal with the whole money of Eretz Yisrael, and tell them what happened, and they should ask them if they can burn these pieces of paper, and in place of these pieces of paper, give them other pieces of paper. Says the Liashiv, the only thing that's hektish is these pieces of paper. The bank doesn't care to replace those pieces of paper with other pieces of paper. These bank notes, these cash notes with other cash notes, and they will agree to write other, to produce other pieces of shkolim papers, instead of the original shkolim papers. And with that, the inheritors won't have any loss from the fact that the papers are hektish. Aye, it's a problem. Not just Rabbi Yashiv says this, or the Sefer Bnei Re'im says this. Aye, it's a problem that they're benefiting. After all said and done, it comes out that these Yorshim are benefiting from the hektish. They're indirectly benefiting from the money. From the fact that there was money, because of that, the bank is willing to reproduce other money and give it to them. So he says like this, the Tshuva of the Beis Sha'arim says that there's a difference between if it's an Isra Hano of Hektish and Isra Hano of something that of other Dvarim Shal Isra. When it's the Isra Hano of Hektish, the Isra Hano, the prohibition of benefiting from hektish is as such that one is not allowed to use it in a way that he benefits. If he benefits without using it, then it's not a problem. By all the Isurim, the idea is a person shouldn't benefit. So any side benefit, even indirect benefit, is a problem. But here, by hektish, that the problem is to use it in a way that you benefit. If you're not using it, so getting burnt up and indirectly you're benefiting, that's not a problem of benefiting for hektish. So that way, in that instance, in that case, the Asher was able to save the situation, that there was no loss that came about from the fact that it was made hektish. But really, a person should be careful not to make real hektish, certainly, bizman hazeh. It's certainly not a mitzvah, it's only an aveira. And even when somebody makes a donation to a shul or to another charity, they should keep away from the lashon of hektish, because as we mentioned, it could only cause problems.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.